One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
We arrive once again at the Hour One Nugget and part 29 of the love of God, or God's love, if you will. And today we're at Psalm 103, and we'll look from verse 11. It says this: "For his unfailing love toward those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our sins as far from us as east is from west. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him." And when we see this word fear, it's not to be afraid of. We're not afraid of Almighty God. We're in awe of him. I can't think of a better word. It's awe of his majesty, of who he is. The psalmist says very clearly, "For his unfailing love toward those who fear him, who are in awe of him, is amazing. So much so that it is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth." Let me ask you this question. What is the height of the heavens above the earth? How many miles up is heaven from earth? Do you have any idea? Do you have any idea of the distance between earth and heaven? Any idea at all? Of course you don't. None of us do. And that is the point that the psalmist is trying to make. You know, I know this, that this word today is absolutely for you. Yep, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you now, because this word is for you. I don't know the situation that you awoke this morning. I have no idea. You could well be in mourning. But I do know that this word is for you, and it's special. We're talking about God's love. And already, as soon as you heard the opening words to this passage of Scripture, your ears pricked up and your heart began to flutter. And you began to think, Lord, could this word be for me today? Well, Almighty God is saying this to you, beloved. He is saying, this word is for you. And he would say this to you, and I'll personalize it. "For my unfailing love toward those who fear me is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. I have removed your sins as far from you as east is from the west. I am like a father to you. I am tender and compassionate to you who fear me." That is Almighty God speaking those words into your heart right now. And he says to you, you need to heed those words, and you need to never ever forget them, because they are true today, and they will be until the end of time. He goes on to say to you, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It's written in the blood of my Son. Take those words, beloved, because they are for you. This is what I find utterly amazing. He has removed our sins from us, watch this, as far as the east is from the west. Now, this is fact. If you walk north, or if you drive north, or if you fly north, eventually you will hit south. If you go toward the North Pole, eventually if you keep going, you'll hit the South Pole, so you'll go south. But if you go east, if you fly east, you will continue to fly east. You cannot fly west. You will keep on going east forever. And you'll go round and round and round, and you'll still be going east. And the same way, if you go west, you will go west and continue to go west. Now, the point that the psalmist is making here is that is why those sins are so important to understand, that they have been removed as far as the east is from the west, because you cannot calculate as far the west is from the east. It is impossible to calculate that. It is not possible, because as I say, if you go east, you'll carry on going east. You won't meet west. That's how far your sins have been removed from you if you have asked Almighty God for forgiveness. And that's the point. That is the point. It is so wonderful that we hit scriptures like this that can completely change lives. And I believe that this is changing your life today. I believe that you're listening to this word and you're thinking, I've never heard this before. I've read this psalm before, but I've never heard this. Because, beloved, you're hearing the living Word of God. The Bible is not just words in a dusty book hidden on a shelf. The Bible is the living Word of Almighty God. The psalmist goes on to say this: the Lord, He is like a father to His children, tender and compassionate to those who are in awe of Him. Now, maybe you didn't have a great relationship with your father. Maybe you have no concept of who the father is or who a father should be. But I know deep in your heart, you do have a concept of what you think a father should be. So whatever you think a father should be, multiply that by a trillion, and you'll begin to understand who Almighty God the Father really, really is. And you will begin to understand and conceive the Father heart of God. For that is what I'm talking about. His love is so awesome that He treats us as His children. We are His adopted offspring. We are. And He loves us that way. And He will continue to love us that way. For His unfailing love toward those who fear Him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. His unfailing love. Beloved, His love will not fail. It cannot fail. It's an impossibility for God's love toward you to ever fail. Oh yes, He disciplines. He disciplines us. He's disciplined me on a few occasions, and when He disciplines, His discipline is hard and it hurts, but it's important because that is how He proves His love. If there is no discipline, then it shows He doesn't love us. Think of a father or a mother to the child. If the child does wrong and is in danger of hurting themselves, wouldn't the father or the mother discipline them and say, you must not do that because of the danger? It's important that we are disciplined, and it's important that we understand that discipline. Because when it happens, it doesn't happen for long. And He doesn't discipline us nearly as much as we deserve. For we sin and we fall short, says Romans, the 3rd chapter and verse 23. And because we sin, God has already stated in his word that the wages of sin is death, but we don't die. Why? Because of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and because our Father loves us in that way. Isn't that amazing? I sense right now that you want to renew your relationship with Almighty God because it's drifted away. Well, you can do that right now because this word is for you. And you can do that right now and reconnect with your Heavenly Father. And all you've got to do is to say these words after me. Say this: Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for all the wrong things I have done. I ask you to forgive me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, come into my heart now and make me brand new, and I will follow you for the rest of my life. Amen and amen. In a moment, I'm going to give you an email address, and I want you just to say one couple of words. It was me. That is it. That's all you got to say. It was me. studio@worshipradio247.org. That is the email address, and I'll repeat it later. It was me. studio@worshipradio247.org. And we'll pray for you.
God is here, moving in our hearts, looking to pour out his love abundantly in us. We are here, longing to be changed, breathing to our lives again. Don't let us leave the same. Spirit of God, fire of love, come have your way in us. Your glory and power awaken us now. Lord, have your way in us.
That is Worship Central. Dry Bones. If I was talking to you today, then send me an email, whether you're listening to the live show, the recorded show, or you're listening on the podcast, send me an email, studio@worshipradio247.org, and just say simply, it was me.